Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I am your host, David Clark. Welcome tonight. I'm so grateful that you're all here. Once again, I do encourage you to keep an open mind so that you can find common ground and relate rather than compare yourself to others. You don't want to get that old ego going, folks. We needed that in the old days to protect us from prehistoric animals, but these days it takes us to a place of fear where spirit is not present and where we can get into states of conflict, and that's why we haven't achieved world peace yet. So envision peace, stay in the spirit, set an example for others, and hopefully it will be contagious and spread like little ripples on a lake when you cast a stone into the water. Now, I have a little situation here. Samantha Samuels is not in the studio yet. I don't believe so. I have one caller I haven't checked on. So I'm going to have to call her, which would mean there could be dead air, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to call on a good friend of mine by the name of Regina and ask her to tell you about her experience with my program. For those of you who have not listened to the show before, I'm on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday night come October. Right now I'm on every Thursday and Friday night at this call-in number. You can check out the marvelous array of guests because I'm booking for March and April of next year. Very eclectic, lots of spiritually gifted people. I had a wonderful angel chatter on last night. I do past life regressions and we'll be doing that on September 3rd. And I also do spirit life coaching and full past life regressions on a sliding scale basis. And my initial consultations for spirit life coaching are an hour for free. So if you want to get that, I'll give you the phone number when I come back. Get your pens ready. And I'm a healer, a seer. I am a past life regressionist. I do not do psychic readings. I do not do numerology or astrology. I do not contact the dead, although sometimes things come through. So if you want to see more about me, you can go to authordavidclark.com and you will find out what my proclivities are. And all of my shows are also carried, besides here on Blog Talk Radio, they're carried on freespiritbroadcasting.com. So let me go to Regina. I'm sure she's just dying to talk to you all. Okay, Regina,
good evening.
How are you?
Oh, good evening, David. Today is a little sleepy day. I was up watching the second season of Orange is the New Black last night. So,
I'm
running somebody's political campaign.
Oh my!
Which is not one of my favorite things to do, but I do it when you're asked. Sometimes you step right up when the person.
That's
is such
right.
A good person.
We all need to take responsibility, and God knows, in this political system we're dealing with, we need people that are responsible, especially in office. So thank you for that. Would you be willing to just chat for a couple of minutes about your experience with this show and the types of guests that you've witnessed? And I'm going to just try to call Samantha and find out what's going on. If for some reason she has forgotten and is unavailable, I will do past life regressions for people, and I've successfully regressed every single person that I have ever done a regression with. I do not do hypnosis. Spirit guides you back to a point in time where you need to overcome a current fear, phobia, life challenge, if you will, or struggle, relationship problems, whatever. So that will be a backup, and I'm going to let Regina entertain you for just a moment. And everybody that's called in so far will get attention tonight, no matter what is held in store for us. So hold on, please. And Regina,
okay.
Take it away.
Go make your call, David. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I've known David for a number of years now. We met doing a specific dance called Sufi dancing. I do dances of universal peace. I'm talking to you from Albany, New York. It's a worldwide organization, and David's first experience was that here over here in Albany. And, we met soul to soul. So that's been our connection ever since. And I've stayed in touch with him, and I've called into his show. I enjoy it immensely. He presents people from all walks of life, and especially exploring our inner and outer world, where there's such mystery and wonder to be beheld that passes up attention in this world today. On our, media, we don't receive these kind of messages. It used to be that you might hear of it, but nowadays it doesn't seem like you don't hear of it. The it I'm talking about is the universal life force energy, the mysterious, the wonder of this beautiful universe that we live in. One of my favorite books years ago, a person I worked with, was Mr. Sam Keen, who wrote a book on Apology for Wonder. And, just everything is so mechanical nowadays that what David does is throw a light on the wonder of it all and how we can communicate with people far away and unseen. Finished letters to people, and as soon as I've finished it, my friend that I was writing to in Australia will call me. It's like instantaneous network of communication. And so, like the last show, I think I was actively participating in was a past life regression, where I went to an earlier life, and it felt like a very familiar place and time, and a very warm, loving time in our planet's history. And it kept me walking in the knowledge that closeness, that connection with people in community still exists, and we can create it. I used to teach in prisons, in jails, a program called Thresholds. And we would say with the participants,
hello, I'm back. Finish up
hello.
Your thought. Am back, but please finish your thought.
We are the people who create the future. We are the people who create the future. We are together as one, and we can create a future for this planet that is vibrant. And David is one of these creators of this beautiful future that we're all creating together. So onward and upward.
Great. Thank and you. We all are creators in our own right. We all are aligned with Source when we walk in the light. We all can become light workers and become illuminated. And as we work as one and find common ground with other people, set examples rather than proselytize to people, we will, through the power of attraction, attract the best out of everyone, and we will achieve world peace. And it's a pleasure to announce that Samantha Samuels is with me right now. Samantha, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
There was a little miscommunication, folks, and thank God Samantha was willing to rise to the occasion, Johnny on the spot. Let me just tell you a little bit about Samantha. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology from York University. She's taken formal courses at the International Academy of Astrology and the American College of Vedic Astrology. She's lectured for organizations such as Astrology Toronto, the State of the Art Astrological Conference, and Kepler College, and she's published articles in Astrology Toronto's Midheaven newsletter, the International Academy of Astrology's newsletter, and the Canadian Association for Astrological Education newsletter. She's currently on the faculty at the Canadian Association of Astrological Education, where she teaches all of these courses: Introduction to Psychological Numerology, Introduction to Predictive Astronumerology, Introduction to Astronumerology, Introduction to Vedic Astrology, very ancient astrology, and Astronumerology and Relationship Compatibility. She writes the numerology column, Your Destiny in Numbers, for the Weekly Voice, Canada's largest South Asian newspaper, where she has also published several articles. And just to let you know, if you want my phone number for a past life regression or for a free spirit life coaching session, I'll give you the number now. It is area code 315-478-1086. Again, that is 315-478-1086. The best time to find me in is between 3 and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And for those who've tuned in late, this show will be live every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday night as of October. I'm starting to incorporate some Sunday and Monday shows come September. So welcome, everybody, new, familiar. And Tom, since Regina carried the ball, I'm going to let her go first. I trust you are chivalrous. And so, Regina, say hello to Samantha.
Oh, hi, Samantha. I'm so glad to meet you and to be first in line. My grandfather was an astrologer, so it kind of runs in my blood a little bit. And I'm always curious, but I'm not an astrologer, even though I have studied some. And, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, what's on the horizon for me, because I feel, you know, I'm coming to another level. Things are changing. I'm getting to be an older woman now, and October will be my 69th year on the planet. And so I'm wondering, what's coming? What should I let you know?
Hi, Regina. Thanks for calling in. It's a pleasure to speak with you. So for astrological predictions, we usually take transits that are going on in the sky. So the planets like Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter, and Saturn, and we see where they are in relation to our natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
So your natal chart is like a blueprint of your karmic life print, really. It's your skills, your talents, your motivation, your challenges, and your overall life purpose is reflected in your astrological chart. And when the transiting planets that are up in the sky make connections with your natal chart, that's what causes events to be brought about. So I can check for you as to what kind of transits you're facing. Can I have your birth information?
Yes. I was born October 28th, 1946, at 4:26 in the morning in Glens Falls, New York.
Glens Falls. And how do you spell that?
G-L-E-N-S. In another word, capital F-A-L-L-S, comma, New York. Do you need a zip for that?
No. Let me see if that is coming up on the software here.
Okay.
Okay, so that's October 28th, 1946 at 4:26 a.m. in Glens Falls, New York.
Yes.
Okay.
And specifically, I'm seeing, you know, is there anything in the line of relationships, a relationship coming my way?
Relationships, okay. A romantic relationship.
Yeah. Life partner type of...
Okay, so... To assess relationships, we look at the seventh house in astrology, which represents your marriage and your intimate one-on-one relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how familiar you are with your Western chart, but you've got 10 degrees Aries on your seventh house cusp.
Okay.
And the ruler of that is Mars, and you've got Mars at 23 degrees Scorpio. And the dispositor of Mars is Pluto at 13 degrees Leo. So right now, transiting Pluto at 13 Capricorn is making quincunx to the dispositive of your seventh house at 13 Leo, which means there's a lot of transformations happening in how you're relating one-on-one to people in general. And also, it could be the potential for a romantic relationship, but the seventh house also represents open enemies and lawsuits, and so we have to keep a lot of things in mind when assessing what the seventh house could bring, because it could bring a mixture of a lot of seventh house indications. But I think that you are going to have another level of depth to your relationships, because Pluto is where we go really, really deep within ourselves and transform from the inside out. So Pluto making a quincunx to your Pluto is going to give you that chance for a soul connection. Saturn is at 28 degrees Scorpio right now, and it moved over your Mars. It's been moving over for the last year, actually, which has really been sort of putting a lot of pressure on you, I think, that wanting to have a relationship. You know, the strong desire is there, but at the same time, Saturn censors and delays. So Saturn could delay your relationship a little bit, but that doesn't mean that you'll deny it. Saturn is the taskmaster and the disciplinarian, and he always wants to make sure we learn our lessons so that we're able to go to new levels of heights and conquer new things. Uranus, the planet of suddens, is transiting through your seventh house of intimate relationships. So who knows, something could be brought up very, very suddenly. Uranus doesn't give warning. It pulls the rug out from under us, and when we think we're going in one direction, it actually is a totally different one. So you could have that potential for something totally unexpected, you know, and it could really surprise you. Even the type of partner you get could be Uranian, kind of offbeat, unique, genius even, very different from what you would normally be attracted to.
Okay. So I'm hearing this is interesting about enemies and, you know, because I'm in a political battle right now with somebody, and it is on a very intense level. You know, I'm trying to have a party. They would like to have a war. So it's, you know, it's very stressful for me right now. And, you know, I am trying to transform my feelings into action and to wiser actions. So this is very interesting. Anything else you see coming up for me soon?
Let's see. Well, you should take advantage of Jupiter transiting through your Looks like it's transiting through your 11th house, which means that there could be new exciting friendships, people who share common interests with you. You may get a benefit out of volunteering for a group that you find really worthwhile, but it brings increases to your social circle and, you know, even connections with influential people who could help you achieve your goals and desires. So it's a really good time for networking, I would say. Jupiter happens to be sitting right on your part of fortune at the moment. Your part of fortune is at 3 degrees Virgo, and transiting Jupiter is at 3 degrees Virgo. So I would expect some really happy news in that regard soon.
Yes. Okay. I thank you very much for your information, and I'm just very always pleased with anything that David brings and illuminates what we're doing, different ways of looking at it, and I really like astrology, and I can tell you're an expert. You do very, very good, and so. Can I ask one more question? I'm getting greedy.
Sure.
Do you see any moves in my future?
Moves? You mean within the city or international or?
Could be international.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting that you should bring that up because Pluto just went right over your fourth house cusp, meaning the IC. And that is represents our home and family. So definitely, I think that you could have a move really soon if that's what you want to do, because that is one of the indications of the fourth house. And Pluto just went over it within weeks ago, and it's still exact because Pluto is at 13.9 minutes Capricorn, and your IC is at 12 Capricorn 52 minutes, so literally that's about 17 minutes. That's extremely close. So if you wanted to move, the time would be now.
Okay. I hear you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your giving me an in-depth look at things. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Okay. I just stay here and listen. Now, David, are you there? I think David has left us.
I'm here. I was muted. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Well, I'm glad Samantha wasn't muted because I muted this phone and she's speaking through my line. But I wanted to thank you, Regina, for carrying the ball. I know I caught you on the spot, but I appreciate your friendship. And
yes.
I appreciate your help this evening.
Yes. Well, I appreciate this little illumination, a big illumination. Thank you so much.
Yes. And just
have a
to
great show.
Callers,
huh?
You too. You too. Take
okay,
care.
I'll
God
keep
bless.
Keep listening. Okay. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Just to let the other callers know, we're going to try to get to all of you, but because Regina carried the ball and helped me out, she was able to receive a longer reading than the rest of you will be able to have unless Samantha is flexible and can go past 9 o'clock. The next caller is Tom. And Samantha, thank you. Tom, you're live on the air with David Clark and Samantha Samuels. How are you?
Well, hello, David, again, and hello, Samantha. Thank you for taking my call, both of you.
You're welcome.
My birthday is January 27th. 1959 at 11:52 a.m. in Queens, New York.
Okay, great. It's great to be speaking to you, Tom, and what's your question?
Well, in 2013, I had a business plan drawn up and was ready to proceed with it, but I got kind of sidetracked and through my own intent, I blew it apart completely. Now I've never forgiven myself for that. Now I'd like to pick it up again and proceed with it. Do you see this coming to fruition for me?
Okay. Well, there's a variety of factors that we would have to consider in seeing whether it would come to fruition. Another thing you might want to consider, though, is the day that you launched the business. And even the best well-laid businesses will flunk if you launch them on a bad day, because that's the birthday of the business, and the birthday of the business is tremendously important to its overall success. So you, when you do relaunch, you might want to think about consulting an astrologer to see whether the day that you've picked is in good alignment with you, and if you have any partners that is in good alignment with your partners. You also want to go into business with people who are going to complement your chart and not bring it down should you want to partner with someone. But even if you go at it by yourself, it's really important to launch the date, because that's the fruit of the tree, and you're only going to do as well as the birthday of the business. With that
being said, oh, I do plan on launching it myself, no partners.
Okay. So there's a couple other things that I see just looking at your chart right now. Transiting Saturn is at 28 Scorpio, and your natal Jupiter is at 28 Scorpio, meaning that Saturn is forming an exact conjunction to your Jupiter, and it's in the seventh house. So are you in a romantic relationship or marriage right now?
Yes, I'm married.
You are. Okay. So there's a lot of, a lot of changes going to be happening soon within your marriage, and that could affect other areas of your life as well. Jupiter is always, you always are glad when Jupiter receives a transit, although Saturn is the planet of constriction and Jupiter is the planet of expansion. So when Saturn is connecting with Jupiter, it really gives you an opportunity to delve deeper within your relationship and to really get to know your partner more in depth and really have that connection there. It also gives you new opportunities to especially travel. Foreign travel would be a really good use of your energy right now, or even taking a class together that really expands your awareness, or engaging in new philosophies. I just wanted to point that out there to you because of the exact nature of the conjunction, it's a really good time to act on that right now.
Okay.
In terms of your business there, there's a couple of things to point out. Jupiter is at 3 Virgo, and right now it's forming a quincunx to your 10th house cusp. So that's giving you opportunities there. Soon it's going to form a quincunx to your sun as well. Your sun being at the 10th house cusp really tells me that you have a strong desire to be an entrepreneur and that you're much better off as an entrepreneur because you don't like to work for other people and you probably resent being given directions, and you don't really work that well working under people. You should be the star of your own show, really. So Jupiter is giving you those opportunities to shine there. When Jupiter contacts your sun, it brings new opportunities for growth to you, new opportunities to promote yourself. We have Pluto that just went into your ninth house. That's another thing, as I was mentioning before about the foreign travel. Now is definitely a really, really good time to get that in if you're able to. If not, Jupiter's another signification is higher education, perhaps taking a course to expand your business skills, for example. The ninth house is also philosophies and religion, so your belief system might be going through an overhaul now or in the near future. But it's giving you a lot of opportunities. The ninth house represents our overall luck. So Pluto coming in there is going to give you a boost to your luck as well.
And Tom, we're going to need to move on. Is that helpful to you?
Somewhat, yes.
You have one final question?
Yeah, do you see this happening, like, possibly within 12 months?
The travel?
The business.
Oh, the business. So like I mentioned, you could do that because Jupiter is giving you an opportunity right now by making the quincunx to your 10th house cusp and soon to be on your sun. So that means that you've gotten really good ability to promote yourself. So if you wanted to lay the groundwork for that, say marketing plans or something.
Very good. Thank you so much, both of you, very much. Thank you. And have a
Thank
good weekend.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
I'll speak to you again. Bye-bye now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, we're going to be moving on to Lisa in just a moment. I wanted to ask you, Samantha, when and how did you become interested in astrology and astronumerology?
Well, it was way back when I was 11 years old, and I was reading the Toronto Star, the horoscope section, and I found what it to be said was really true for my sign Gemini. And now looking back on it, I know that those are more general and more for entertainment, but it just seems to me like God did that on purpose to introduce me to my life's purpose. And that really became my work. Once I started looking into it, I got books on the subject, and I found how accurately it described my family and friends and the celebrity which I was doing. And the numerology came through on a book on astronumerology that I found a short while later. And from that point on, I just kept on conducting research, doing consultations, teaching, and just getting my hands on as much knowledge as I can because it's such a vast field and you never stop learning. And so I'm just really thankful to be here and to be able to use my knowledge in a way that benefits other people on their soul journey.
That's wonderful because, you know, we're all in this life to be of service to others, and you're a testament to that way of giving. It's no good unless we pass it on, folks. And so please consider that. I trust all of you that have called in tonight are people who are walking the pathway of the light. And we have a responsibility to set an example for others without telling them what to do, to just show them the way. So we are the light bearers, the light showers, the wayfarers, and here is Lisa coming alive. Lisa, you're live on the air. How are you? Lisa? Apparently she can't hear us. Let me try one more time. Lisa, hang in there. Okay, let's see what happens now. Sometimes the switchboard doesn't cooperate. Lisa, can you hear me? I'm so sorry, Lisa. For some reason, it's not working. I will come back to you, dear. Hold on. You'll be able to hear the show. So what is the difference between astrology and numerology, and how do you combine the two?
Well, astrology is the study of how the planets in the sky affect human behavior, and numerology is the study of how numbers affect our personality and life trends. And each planet corresponds to a number because that number and that planet are very similar in terms of the energies that they are vibrating out. So, for example, the sun in astrology corresponds with the number one in numerology. And why, you may ask, is that the sun represents our individuality, our creativity, our assertiveness, our individuality, our leadership potential, the way we like to shine. Number one are natural leaders. The way that they like to shine is by being up front and center. Number one are winners. They like to move forward. They like to be competitive and assertive and to really make a mark on the world by the force of their personality. So the sun and number one have very complementary energies, and that's why they've been fused together.
I think we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, can you hear me?
Are...
Hello there.
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. We were trying to get you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. Samantha, would you finish your thought? And then, Lisa, you can say hi to Samantha. She's just explaining, she's been talking about the difference between astrology and numerology and the combined science. I heard boxes or something in the background, and I trusted that you were there. So, Samantha, please finish with your thought.
Sure. So, like I was saying, each planet and each number, if they have a similar energy, they vibrate together. So the moon vibrates with number 2, 3 vibrates with Jupiter, 4 vibrates with Saturn and Uranus, 5 vibrates with Mercury, 6 vibrates with Venus, 7 vibrates with Neptune, 8 vibrates with Saturn, and 9 vibrates with Mars and Pluto.
Fascinating.
So we are combining those energies to make a more holistic portrait of personality.
Well, I'll tell you, the next time around, I have a lot more questions to ask you, but we do have, it looks like six or seven more callers on the line. We may have lost one or two. So, Lisa, say hello to Samantha Samuels.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Did you have a question?
Yes, please. I've been working to increase my income, and I'm wondering what the stars or the planets are showing in that regard.
Okay, and can I have your birthday?
It's 9/20/52.
That's September 20th, 1952?
Yes.
Okay, and the time?
8:20 in the morning.
Okay, and the city?
Glendale, California.
Okay, so I have pulled up your birth chart here. There's quite a number of very important things going on in your chart right now. So first of all, the finances, what we earn by ourselves, that's governed by the second house. And your second house cusp is 15 Scorpio, meaning that Saturn is currently running through there, making it a little bit more difficult at the present time to get as much money as you want. With that being said, though, Saturn is the taskmaster and the disciplinarian. So it's going to feel like you have to work really, really hard, but what you have to do right now is lay the foundations, because if you set a really good foundation while Saturn is in your second house, when Saturn moves out of your second house, you're going to be able to make a lot more money. So, but it really depends on what you do. So don't be discouraged on the lack of income that's coming in right now. That happens to all of us every time Saturn goes in. Once every 28 years, it is going to go through everyone's second house. So it could be a little bit of a challenge right now. But I also wanted to point out to you what Uranus is doing, because there's a number of things going on here. Uranus is at 20 degrees Aries right now, transiting, and your natal Uranus is at 18 Cancer, and your 10th house cusp is at 19 Cancer, which means that your transiting Uranus is making an exact square. So there's going to be a huge change in your career that either already occurred or it's going to happen soon. But it's a huge change in public status for you. I'm not sure whether it's going to be interpreted as good or bad, but I know it's going to be sudden and very unexpected. At the same time, Uranus at 20 Aries is also making very close opposition to your Neptune and your Venus that's in your first house, as well as your ascendant. So I can tell you that you're in for a lot of surprises. The nature of surprises that we don't know, but it's going to be completely unexpected, and you may feel like the rug is being pulled out from under you, but Uranus always wants us to let go of the old to make room for the new. Don't be disconcerted because it's a natural facet of Uranus. Uranus always does that to us because it jolts us out of our comfort zones and it brings a lot of new changes into your life. So you have to watch out for that. If there's new changes, look for ways to embrace them. Don't resist it.
Wow.
Okay. Lisa, talk about surprise, surprise. I just became involved in an anti-aging skin technology business that is taking off for me. And if you would like to find out some more information, you can make a lot of money doing that part-time or otherwise. And I can give you my phone number, or I could set a time with you to give you a call and tell you about it.
Well, I think I'm going to hold off right now. My plate is so full.
And
I thank you for considering me. I really do.
No problem. No problem. Just to know, for each of my shows, in the show description, it posts my phone number. So there it is. If you ever want to do it on part-time basis, as I am, or otherwise, it's very lucrative, and it's state-of-the-art technology with stem cell research. So the opportunity's there if and when you choose, and I hope you'll consider it. And likewise, anybody else that might be interested in generating some income, I'm going to toot my own horn. Let me give you my phone number. I'm making lots of money, and I've only been doing it a month, and I'm also growing younger because the technology will take 12 to 15 years off you. It's based on stem cell research science, and the products were funded by the National Institutes for Health to the tune of $5 million, which is amazing grant money. My number is 315-478-1086, and I will not bring it up again. So if you're interested, call me between 3 and 6 p.m. And Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to move on to Camilla. And Camilla, you are coming live. There you are, Camilla. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Say hi to Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What's your question for today?
I'll give you my birthday. It's March 5th, 1980. Yep.
1980.
Okay. Yep. 1:29 a.m. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I have your chart here, and what would you like me to focus on?
I guess love, career, or any major transits that you see. There's a lot of transitions going on with me, so I guess whatever you see.
Okay. Okay, so Saturn is at transiting at 28 Scorpio, and it just entered your 12th house not too long ago. So I think you're going to have a lot more alone time to really think and reflect. I don't know if you have some sort of meditation or spiritual practice, but now would be a really, really good time to put a lot of structure and discipline into that. You know, any type of physical, perhaps you do yoga, anything to connect the mind, body, and spirit is really favored right now. Saturn is still within orb to your Uranus at 25 Scorpio, which gives you a lot of room to make a lot of changes to your spirituality if you wanted to put more seriousness and more effort into that. But I think that you're going to have a lot more alone time in the near future, which can be good or bad depending on how you are as a person. But the 12th house is about solitude. So if you become more comfortable with that, the transit will benefit you more. Also, Pluto at 13 Capricorn is going through your first house. Your first house is your personality, how you come across to other people when you first meet them, your lens as to how you see the world. And when Pluto is in your first house, there's a lot of transformation focused on how you present yourself to the world and even how the world sees you. So your physical appearance, if you wanted to change that, now would be a really good time to do that, even in a major way. I'm not sure if you there's something that you wanted to change, or maybe not about your physical body, but how other people see you, your whole persona, how you define yourself in relation to the world. Jupiter right now is you're lucky because you're on an exact Jupiter return. Jupiter's at 3 Virgo, your Jupiter is at 4 Virgo, and this is a once in a 12-year cycle that is really, really fortunate and has a lot of luck. So, and that's in your 9th house, and Jupiter is most comfortable in the 9th house. So if you wanted to do something along those lines, like foreign travel, higher education, spirituality, philosophies, something with justice, that's all going to be favored right now. But Jupiter, definitely take advantage of your Jupiter return. You're not going to get it for another 12 years, so make the most of those opportunities.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you'd like to ask her briefly?
I guess if you saw anything with regards to love and or career is what I wanted to get more insight on.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to have really, really big change to your career really soon because Uranus, similar to the lady who called in previously, you've got a very similar type of arrangement to her because you're transiting Uranus. Transiting Uranus right now is at 20 degrees Aries, and Pluto and the Moon are on an exact conjunction in your 10th house at 21 Libra. So I'm seeing an opposition that's about to become exact, which when it's exact, it becomes its most powerful. So I'm not sure really what you're intending to do, but I think right now favors a career switch. If you wanted to do that, or if you wanted to stay in your industry, expect a really, really big change. And I can't tell you because Uranus is the planet of unexpected and surprises, so all I can say is expect the unexpected. It's not going to go exactly how you planned. You may feel like the rug is being pulled out from under you, but Uranus does make room for changes. Were you looking into what were you thinking of doing career-wise?
So right now, I'm an editor. I do producing and editing TV promos freelance, but I haven't really gotten any work. I'm so transitional. I just moved to Miami. I'm trying to get freelance work in my field. But I'm open right now. I'm also really into metaphysics and things like that. But it's sort of starting over is hard, you know. But starting over is hard in a new field, which I would be open to if I were into it. On the one hand, but on the other hand, you know, I haven't necessarily gotten anything within my career, so I'm very much in limbo kind of thing?
Well, right now I would say that if you wanted to make a change, now is the absolute perfect time to do it, because Uranus is really bringing you that impetus to make things new, because Uranus is the bringer of different things and revolutions. You're going to see a bit of a revolution in your career because it's about to become exact, and possibly even going back to school to study something. That could be really fortunate for you. It could be that you're not getting work because, you know, something's urging you to try something different. So that could be it. I'm not sure. Or on the other hand, you could be surprised and something, work could suddenly come to you out of the blue because Uranus brings exactly what we don't expect. And so it could just happen for you. But either way, there's definitely going to be huge changes in your career with Uranus making that exact opposition to your Pluto moon.
Great. That's good news. And
well, thank
anything
you,
with
Camilla.
Love? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know. I took
oh, okay. That. Very quickly, please.
If you see anything, I'm sorry. I just want to know about love. And if not, it's fine because you explained a whole lot.
Okay, love. Were you thinking of just getting back into the dating scene, or were you looking for something more, you know, more permanent, more serious?
I would love serious, but even dating would be nice.
Okay, well, I do see that Pluto is about to make a quincunx to your seventh house, and that's becoming exact. So you could see, you could have that opportunity for that transformative effect, but I think that what's going to happen is if you don't feel a really strong connection, you're not going to be motivated to just be casually dating. So I would say that if you're going back into it, there could be something that's really causes you to change the way you think about relationships. Someone who causes you, he may not be a long-term thing, but I think that he'll change your ideologies in some way.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much. That was so informative.
You're welcome.
Camilla, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, we're going to be moving on to Suzanne. Just waiting for her to come live. Are you there, Suzanne? Hello, Suzanne. Suzanne? We'll come back to you, Suzanne, unless you hear me. I hear you in the background. Okay, Suzanne. Hold on. We're going to move on to area code 239. You're the only caller from that area code. You're next. Okay. Area
Hello.
Code 239. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Diana.
What is your name?
Diana.
Diana. Okay. There we go. I should know. Diana's a regular fan, and she's also a regular guest. Say hello to Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. I studied astrology in the 70s, so I know a lot about my birth chart. But I'm kind of curious about this, you know, Jupiter going into Virgo, because I have Virgo in the first house. So I'll give you my birthday. This is 5-7-54, 1:31 p.m., Indianapolis, Indiana. And my question would be probably mostly finances, but I want to know what that Virgo being in the first house for a year could bring. Because that's basically going to happen to anybody, Virgo's you know, Jupiter's just gone into Virgo for a year.
Okay, Diana. So, is that May 7th, 1954?
May 7th, 1954, 5-4.
Okay, at 1:31 p.m. in Indianapolis, Philadelphia.
No, Indianapolis is Indiana. Sorry. I guess they have one in Philadelphia, huh? I'm not hearing Samantha. Is she there?
Okay. Yes, I just brought up your birth chart, and so your question was about finances?
Mostly that, but I want to know about the Virgo, Jupiter and Virgo, that being in my ascendant, what that's going to be like for a year.
Oh, yeah. So actually, your ascendant is 3 Virgo, and right now Jupiter is at 3 Virgo. So you've got it exact. So you're at one of the luckiest periods, really, most blessed. Mm-hmm. The only drawback, I would say, to Jupiter being in the first house is you gain weight. And I know because Jupiter's in my first house, too. But other than the weight gain, it's really good because it brings so many opportunities that you never thought possible because Jupiter has just finished going through your 12th house. And anytime anything goes through your 12th house, it brings kind of some constrictions and a lot of serious contemplation, which could be depressing at times. But when Jupiter switches over to the ascendant, it really expands your awareness and people bring you more opportunities. It's just happier overall. So anything you really want to do, anything you want to promote yourself with, those things are all favored, as is higher education, foreign travel, spirituality, law, justice, all of the ninth house significations. In terms of your second house, that's at 27 degrees Virgo, you're not receiving any major transits right now other than Saturn making a sextile to your second house. But when Saturn gives you a sextile, that means it's not so harsh. So it could be a little bit challenging for money, but it's not impossible. And, you know, it's just about laying the foundations for better income. That could mean taking courses on the side if you wanted to move forward in your career, because Saturn indicates hard work. And so a natural way we do that to earn money is to take extra courses. So that could be one way you use it. Other than that, there are not really any other transits going through your second house of finance of note.
How long is that Saturn going to be influenced there? Because, I mean, I've been in school all my life. I'm 61 now. I should be done with that, you know, having to start over all over again, work harder. I'm tired.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean taking extra courses. That's just one manifestation. But Saturn does challenge us to look at our spending, because the second house is a house of spending, to draw back a little bit. Every time Saturn goes through there, it makes us relook at things. What are we indulging excessively in? Even though we think that we're not really, there are things that we could cut back on.
I asked you about finances because there's nothing coming in, so there's nothing to indulge on. It's been this way for a long time. And I thought with Jupiter in the first, coming into my first house, I have some chance. So I'm actually not going to take any negativity into my field. I'm going to work on the positive aspects of this, and I'm going to focus on the Jupiter because I've had two Saturn returns, you know, because they've been going back and forth and back and forth. Frankly, I've had enough of Saturn, and the sextile is little compared to what I've been through. But if you don't
right.
see
well,
any other
Jupiter,
hope for me, then let's just not talk negative, okay? I'm looking for some
hope
Saturn here.
Well, Saturn is not negative. Yeah, Saturn is not negative. It's just it brings more work, right? But Jupiter is bringing you a lot more opportunities at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've worked very hard for since I was 11 years old, and I'm 61 now. So it's not like that would be anything new. So, you know, I was looking for a little bit better reading. So, okay. Maybe. Oh, well, maybe you should shine light. Is there any love light?
There seems to be a lot of background noise.
It's not me. I have no computer, no TV, nothing. It's total silence.
Oh, that's amazing.
End.
I don't know what it is.
It's somebody who's blind.
Yeah, somebody's line must be open. I'll check. Well, I apologize if it's on this end. Oh, well, you know, modern technology,
okay.
Such as it is.
Can I hear anything, if there's anything on love? Everybody else got two or three or four or five questions.
Well, here's the deal. We've got five people left. It depends on Samantha's time.
Yeah, so I do have another engagement a little bit later tonight, so I do have to move things along, unfortunately.
I will have Samantha back another time. So, Diana, thank you for calling, and hang on to that love question, and good luck with the finances.
Yeah.
I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
And my dog will be, too.
Thank you, dog.
Okay, we're going to be moving on to Suzanne. God bless, Diana. Okay. Suzanne,
hi.
You're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Samantha, do you need my birth date and where I was born?
Yes, I do.
This is August 29th, 1965. Toronto.
Do you have the time?
Around 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. And do you know how accurate that might be?
The time?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? It was late morning. It was late morning.
Okay. So that's August 29th, 1965 in Toronto at approximately 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was your question?
My question, I've sort of got whatever you see as far as coming up, but is there any romance intended for me to come in my life? If so, what can you tell me? Hopefully something positive. And or do you see a move or anything like that?
Okay, well, Jupiter's already within orb of making a conjunction to your sun, because transiting Jupiter is at 3 Virgo and the sun is at 6 Virgo. So that should give you more opportunities for expressing your creativity, any messages you want to get out into the world, about really getting yourself out there, perhaps promoting yourself in your business, or perhaps taking on more leadership in some area of your life. But when Jupiter goes on the sun, that's really nice, once in 12-year cycle that you should take advantage of. Let's see. In terms of romance, there is Neptune that is about to make a quincunx to your Venus. So it could be making you a little bit idealistic in love. But you do have to be careful to see things realistically because Neptune is a little bit of a fog. Pluto is making a trine to your natal Pluto. That's giving you good opportunities for perhaps if you wanted to do therapy or any work that takes you deeper within your mind and your own motivations for doing things, knowing yourself better, personality testing, healing, any type of alternative healing modality especially. Yeah, so your seventh house cusp, I'm not sure. I don't want to comment on that. If your time really was 10:30 in the morning, Uranus would be making a conjunction there. So that would mean, an unexpected type of person coming into your life. But I can't say that for sure because we don't know if 10:30 a.m. is really the time. So if
Sorry, it was about
10:30. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then because Uranus is just moved past, is really tightly conjunct your seventh house cusp, so you could get someone who's a lot different than what you're typically accustomed to, kind of an offbeat type of person, someone who really stands out from the crowd in some way, either mentally or physically, but a Uranian type of character.
What's a Uranian type of character? Is that what you've just been describing?
Yeah, so Uranus is the planet of everything different and geniuses and revolutionaries and thinking outside the box, highly creative people. So you could get someone who has thoughts far in advance of their time. Someone who's really into esoteric subjects or things off the beaten path.
Okay.
Well, perhaps move on, Suzanne. Yes, thank you so much. And do you have time for three more callers, Samantha?
I think that should be fine as long as they only have a couple questions each.
Okay, so folks, I'm going to be coming to the following area codes in this order, 780-605-520. We want to finish up by 9 at the latest, right, Samantha?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, 780. You are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Yes, Jay calling from Canada. Thanks so much, Samantha, for your time.
How are you tonight, Jay?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for your time, Samantha.
You're welcome.
March 24th, 1964.
Do you have the time?
Yes, 11:54 p.m.
And that was in Toronto?
No, it's actually Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. Okay, and what was your question?
Yeah, I have one question for you. I'm feeling really in doldrums right now. I just wonder if any of the planets are affecting my emotional state right now.
Yes, Saturn is sitting right on your ascendant. Saturn is at 28 Scorpio, and your ascendant is at 29 Scorpio, and that is a very difficult transit. So, yes, it is natural for you to be feeling down in the doldrums, and everybody experiences it. It happens to us all once every 28 years. So, yes, it is challenging, but on the other hand, Saturn really causes us to take a second look at things, to look more in depth into things, things that we may have not noticed in the first place. So as long as you use this opportunity to set the foundations for later, so this is your winter time where things don't appear to be blooming, but there's a lot going on under the surface. And if you make those necessary adjustments within yourself introspectively, then when your springtime comes, then you'll have a lot more opportunity for blossoms and growth. But don't get discouraged because Saturn is the culprit on this one.
Yeah, it's affecting my relationships and everything else right now. And how long is this going to stay in my chart for a bit, and this, how long is it going to be here for?
Well, right now, it's building up to its most intense point because basically it's within 17 minutes of being exact. So you're basically like right in the thick of it. You're in the worst part of it right now. So it's only going to get better when it starts moving forward. So it would have been bad probably since the start of the year or close to that when it started moving in. But then Saturn will be moving out of orb, and as soon as it hits within 10 degrees of orb, it should lighten things up. So maybe a couple more months.
Okay. Oh, well. I'll see what I can do here. So, well, thanks, Samantha, for your help, and thanks for your time.
Jay, God bless. I'll be thinking of you. I've been through the doldrums big time. So hang in there and keep the faith, and it sounds like things will be looking up for you soon.
Thanks so much.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Okay, we're moving on to area code 605 in a minute. Okay, let's see. Here we go. 605, I'm bringing you up. The studio is not cooperating, but hang in there. There you are. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hey, it's Albert. How are you doing?
Hi, Albert. Say
Hi.
Hello to Samantha.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, when's your birth? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. My birth date is December 6th, 1967.
Okay, and the time?
I have no idea when the time was.
Okay, we'll put in 12 o'clock p.m. And
that'll work.
What city?
The date?
The city.
Oh, okay. I am about ready to be undertaking a major move in almost two weeks.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I didn't get the city of your birth.
Oh, it's West Union, Iowa.
Okay. Okay, so that's December 6th, 1967 in West Union, Iowa. Okay, and
Correct.
What's your question?
Well, I am undertaking a major move on September 12th. And I've been kind of excited, but yet a little nervous because I'm uprooting a situation I feel a stable situation that I've been in for almost 10 years.
And so were you trying to figure out when's the best time to move or whether to move in the first place?
Well, I'm beginning to think that part of me is saying that, yeah, it's time for me to go because it's time for me to move on and make some new memories. But yet, I'm just thinking I'm kind of wondering is what am I going to expect, I guess. Or am I making too high expectations?
Okay, well, right now Jupiter is about to make its once in a 12-year return to your natal Jupiter, because Jupiter is at 3 Virgo and your natal Jupiter is at 5 Virgo. So it's coming up really quickly. So one of the indications of the Jupiter return is foreign travel. So in terms of making a permanent move, though, it's not as clear because we don't have your exact time. I don't know what your fourth house cusp. Usually that's quite active when you make a permanent move somewhere. But Jupiter coming back to its natural place, that's a really lucky transit. So that will bring you blessings and sort of will smooth out any other rough transits that you may be dealing with, which I'm not able to see all of them because I don't have the houses. There is Uranus, which is making a sextile to your moon, which is just signaling the change that comes with the move, becoming more comfortable with those changes. So Jupiter also is making a quincunx to your Mars. That's giving you the impetus to want to go and move, and it's also giving you a little bit more ambition and energy and vitality. So you should be feeling re-energized soon. And that's a really good thing because sometimes when we go through really tough transits, we get depleted of our vitality. But then when a nice transit comes, it boosts us up again. So you're having one of those boosts now.
Wow. Thank you. It really helps. Really makes me know that I am doing the right thing here. I thank you for that.
And
I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you again, David.
Hi, David, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line. I had muted. We're moving on to 520. You are live on the air with David Clark and Samantha Samuels. What is your name? Can you hear me? Okay, I cannot hear you, area code 520. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I'm wondering if 315 has reappeared. Let me see if that person would like a reading. We only have time for one more, and I'm trying to bring this person live. It's somebody that I know. Hello, Patricia. How are you? Okay. We seem to be having a problem with the studio. Are you still there, Samantha?
I am.
Okay. Tell you what, would you be willing to answer a question for me?
Sure.
I was born on January 28th, 1955, at 10:28 a.m. in Schenectady, New York. Do you need me to spell that?
I do.
S-C-H-E-N-E-C-T-A-D-Y.
Okay, so that's January 28th, 1955 at 10:28 a.m.
Yes. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm a little bit nervous of putting this out there in case this individual is listening, but I'm at an impasse. I'm an author, and I have a book, a revision of a book that's coming to fruition, that's being edited. And my agent does not want sex in it, and it's a story about a former sex addict. I have found another agent who's willing to take a look at it. Should I take a risk and let go of agent number one because I'm not willing to compromise. So I'm going to have to let her go unless she changes her mind. And if I do so, should I do it before I get the A-OK from the other agent who really doesn't want to pick it up if I'm still engaged with an agent? So it's not really a catch-22. Agent number two seems to be intrigued, and I'm willing to take the risk.
Okay. Well, right now, your MC is at 13 degrees Capricorn, and transiting Pluto is at 13 degrees Capricorn. And I'm not sure if you knew, but your MC at 13 Capricorn is your career channel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and Pluto represents sex. So that means that is really clearly and literally showing that you should be writing this book on sex. So definitely go with the agent who is going to allow you to do that, because you're in for a huge transformation in your career. It's about to undergo a huge overhaul. How people see you in a professional sense is about to undergo a huge overhaul, and this could be a redefinition of your entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do right now is going to shape you for a really, really long time to come.
Well, there is a movie screenplay on the book that has won an award, and it's in the hands of a movie producer. So there could be some very big things happening for me in the near future. And I have an arsenal of 21 other books to revise and bring out. And I had been told by another astrologer that big things were going to start to happen after my 61st birthday, and that things were really going to pop open in 2017. What do you think about that?
Well, Pluto is going to be in your 10th house for a really long time. I'm not sure if you know, but Pluto is the slowest moving planet, and I believe that it has the very, very deepest impact on us. And your Pluto is right on an angle, and your career angle, no less.
Wow.
So definitely, when you were saying about writing this book about sex, one of Pluto's main main areas of domain is sex and transformation and rebirth and healing.
Wow.
And doing to touch you on a deeper level. And so you people right now are going to see you as someone who touches people on a deep level, who really pulls at their heart in some way.
Wow.
And really helps them connect in a deeper part of themselves. There's not going to be anything light or airy or superficial or anything about it, because Pluto is really where we get real and raw.
Well, that's so, where I am. That is exactly where I am. I'm sorry for interrupting.
He was raw, just raw and out there and honest.
Yeah. Well, that also brings up a second question, which I'll ask you very briefly. It's with regard to this anti-aging skin technology business that I've gotten into as a means to generate some substantial lucrative income, because I don't have a lot of income now. I'm not drawing it on the show. I'm not drawing it from my books. And I have been told that big things could happen there as long as I keep it real and put it out there how enthusiastic I am about the product, which has virtually taken 5 years off my looks in 4 weeks. And I've been told that at 60, even though I only look 50, that I will look 35 in 3 months. So I have a lot of excitement about the product. And, you know, I'm trying to share that excitement with other people and see if they're willing to come along for an absolutely wonderful ride that could provide them with financial security.
Okay, and so you want to know whether going with the skincare line is a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you see me being profitable at it.
Well, right now, Neptune transiting Neptune is at 8 Pisces, and your 12th house cusp is also at 8 Pisces, meaning that it's just entered the 12th house cusp.
Okay.
Entered the 12th house, rather. And Neptune is most at home in the 12th house. And I think that if you're going to start up a new business, it should be something that really is, you know, has a connection to some sort of spirituality or art or something 12th house function, like a meditation or yoga or something about being alone and reflecting or dream work or psychoanalysis.
Okay. Okay.
If you go with those areas, I think that it will be probably, you know, more fulfilling. And also because your Pluto is at your MC 13 Capricorn, some people may see the skincare line as transforming them from the outside.
Yes.
You could interpret it that way if you like as well. It's all up to you and what you think of. Look at your deeper ideas of transformation. Is the skincare line going to transform some part of you?
Yes.
Or do you think it's really going to have a transformation on other people? And if you believe that it is, then I think you should go with it.
I do believe that, but when you were talking about the spiritual stuff, it made me think of what else I do, which is spirit life coaching. And that resonates a little bit more for me. And I have just acquired my first two clients. I have done it free in the past. So that resonates with what you were saying, and I thank you so much. Excuse me.
Right. And so when Neptune is in your 12th house, where it's naturally found, and Neptune also is most at home in Pisces, meaning that it can function to its best ability.
Yeah.
So I think you should be paying a lot of attention right now to your dreams, because they become extra vivid when Neptune is passing through your 12th house and may contain some messages. Also be open to messages from other realms and other sources that are not exactly logical per se, but you feel really strongly and that are more intuitive. I think you're going to find yourself connecting with your intuition on a very deep level, which may even border with psychic visions once in a while.
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. My intuition is getting very sharp. I'm learning to protect my heart because I'm a pure empath, and I'm a seer and a healer, as we all are, but I facilitate healing for people and through encouraging them to believe that they can do it themselves. So thank you so much. And for those who did not get readings or who will be listening to this in podcast, how can they reach you, Samantha?
You can visit my website, www.astronumerologywisdom.com. On there you can find more information about my consultations and my classes. I also have a YouTube channel that you can go on if you're more of an audiovisual type of learner. You can read my articles. They're on at New Spirit Journal Online or Silent Voices Magazine or Elephant Journal. And just feel free to shoot me an email at SamanthaSamuels11@gmail.com if you have any other questions or comments for me.
Beautiful. Would you be willing to come back on the show in 3 or 4 months?
Sure, I'd love to.
It would be a joy. I've really enjoyed having you here. And my apologies to area code 520. I did try to open your line, and it would not open. I don't know if you were taking a break or if it was a studio problem. I suspect you were taking a break. And so watch blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark.com for upcoming spiritually gifted people, and we'll have Samantha back on, try to have her back on in December or January. And thank you to area code 315 for listening. I did try to contact you, and the line was not active. So God bless you all, and Samantha, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure to be here.
Oh, I am so grateful that you were here in more ways than one. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique reflections of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.